Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
Minnesota bits, I think we could run through some of them, GP. I feel like that's very appropriate, considering we were just on the road with our pals from Kondori and Morad and our nice little travel crew. My favorite thing I think we got to do was go to a Timberwolves game. That was actually sneaky awesome. They played the Clippers. We saw James Harden draw 248 fouls. Where he initiated the contact. He did a weird action and got the benefit of the call, and the crowd booed a lot. But it was electric. It was really fun.
Carbon copies like four times of him shooting normally a three or a long two, but mostly a three, where he would just kick his legs out underneath of the guy that jumped straight up defending him so that basically, or he would land on their feet, and then he would draw a foul call.
In a totally unnatural way. Like, no human being does that, but if you have a preternatural ability to draw fouls, it was like both frustrating, super annoying, but also amazing to watch.
First time I've been at an NBA game with great energy, locked in crowd, packed house in years and years and years. I'm not trying to Joan. That's not the goal. But it was like watching a different sport than going to a Wizards game.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was that different and stark. When I go to Cap One Arena, it's either for a Georgetown game where there's like a couple hundred people in a 19,000 person venue. And that's, you know, very, very different. But then the Wizards is like closer to that, in my opinion, than what we experienced the other night, which was really fun. And by the way, the Clippers, who were terrible, jumped out to a huge lead. They were doubling them up, basically like 30-15, 40-20. And the Wolves came back second half and won the game.
A couple guys in the group were like, are the Clippers good? And I was like, no. They're like, how is this possible? I go, I don't know. They're playing the greatest defense I've ever seen in person for 2.5 quarters. And then, you know.
It's also the most NBA thing ever.
Yes.
Huge lead, means nothing. The other team just lives at the foul line for a while. Next thing you know, they're back within
7-footer Naz Reid starts drilling threes, and that's your game.
That was a lot of fun. No, we did a lot of cool stuff. I mean, for me, it was the tour of the stadium. I got to say, we are in such good hands with this new stadium that's going to be built in D.C. because the architects who built U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota are doing this one. And if you haven't checked out my thread at Grant H. Paulson, I just cannot speak highly enough about how amazing that venue, that facility is, everything they thought about, all the little things. And Darius and I today, several days later, we're still raving about the foot space and the cup holder access. And just like the little nuances at your seat, the stuff you would never think about for a stadium, were the best that they've been. The quality of the seat, respectfully to the seat I'm sitting in right now, which is very nice and comfortable, and I want it at my house. Like, I could sit in that seat in that stadium for hours on end and never have an issue. It was just so nice.
Yeah, I've sat in the 100 level, lower bowl of FedEx Field, quite a few times. as a bigger gentleman, it's not a fun experience because there's just not much leg room.
When's the last time you sat in the 400s at Cap One Arena?
Probably a few years ago for a four Wizards game.
I'm not exaggerating. I now get anxiety about going to sit anywhere in the 400s to do anything because my legs cramp so fast up
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like everyone's like, this arena, what you need a new arena. I can't sit for a quarter if I don't get up and walk around without my entire legs cramping up. I took my son to Monster Truck.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, Danny, I had to get up like four different times. He's like, yeah. Where are we going, Dad? I'm like, I'm getting you a snow cone. He's like, a snow cone? Cool. No, I just need to get up and walk because I feel like my legs are about to fall off. I mean, and I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
There's no room up there. Not to mention the whole issue with Toby leaning forward the whole time.
Well, he's a forward leaner.
Isn't that where it was? Where, like, if you just don't sit all the way back, people yell at you.
People get real mad.
Because the design is such that you're in the person's way. Like, that's not a thing at new stadiums. It's a thing at Cap One.
Yeah, I mean, I was a playoff game, sitting up for the opening puck drop. Guy taps me on the shoulder and is like, hey, let's just all sit back and have a good time. I'm like, eh.
I'm having a great time,
sir. I'm having an awesome time. Look, lady.
Yeah, I almost turned around. I was like, look, brother.
The coolest thing about that stadium was the high school helmets, I think.
Mm.
Which they now do at other stadiums, but this was the first. They took it from them. Every high school team in the state of Minnesota is represented with a helmet on the wall. They've got a little key there that helps you find yours. And then
spot for the state champions.
They have a rotation spot for the state champions that they update, which I think is cool. Be harder to do here because you got Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But I think you could still probably pull it off with three locations or something. I think there'd be a way to do that. I love that. I also thought the way they take care of their legends in that really cool suite we went in.
That was neat.
Where their families can come watch games. I thought that was great. Anything else that you'd say was just like a nice touch?
Some things I thought were kind of cool. They purposely did this, and I like stuff like this. I like a little gamesmanship. The owner's suite, but the visiting owner's suite, didn't have a restroom in it. Now, that may not sound like much, but quite literally, you got to go out among the peons, among the masses, to go relieve yourself.
Think about
that. I thought that was awesome.
Now, you at least probably are in a club level.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a nice section.
You're not going out on, like, the concrete barriers to, like, the 400-level bathroom.
Yeah.
But you are walking out into the suites where there's fans in jerseys.
Yeah.
And, like, Jerry Jones is just peeing at the urinal next to you.
They also said another touch to that a visiting owner suite box thing is that they always put up a photo of, you know, whatever the visiting team is, but they try to make it an unflattering photo.
Correct.
So in this instance, it was a picture of Cornelius Lucas being bull rushed by Danielle Hunter.
Right.
Which, and in the All Blacks, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a mushy
matchup. Probably didn't go well on that. But
I would imagine not.
Yeah. But yes, they do like the worst picture they can find of your team from the most recent game with the Vikings.
And so this is Dallas has this too to a degree, but the area where the players walk out to the tunnels and different stuff, there's a fan section. Of course, you can't like actually walk where they walk, but you're right there. You could slap five with Justin Jefferson or Van Genkel and be like, hey, pick off a screen pass today, like because you do every week. But like they come out of the tunnel or the locker room, and it's all right there for the fans. And there's a huge section down there. Where that's not where your seats are, but you can go hang and then go back up to your seats when you watch the players come out.
They also do the correct thing, which almost everybody does, it seems like, but us, which is they introduce players individually. I hate the team introduction. It's an energy-sucking, just miss. To quote Dan Quinn, we miss it every time we do that.
Mm.
Just please get people into the game by introducing the best players by name. But anyway, they run out of a Dragon. The lady told us, she's like, do you guys, because we went down on the field at the end of our tour and we got to play football on the field in the stadium for like a half hour, literally. We were playing 4-on-4, like, you know, going into the end zone, doing our dances, whatever. But anyway, she's like, do you guys want to go out onto the field through the tunnel or do you want to run out of the Dragon?
I'm like, why'd you say that so weird?
Wow.
The what?
What is the Dragon?
What, Dragon?
Like, well, the players go out of the Dragon tomorrow.
Fire-breathing Dragon?
It's like, oh, a dragon. Now
Becky with an eye, by the way. Yeah. You sleep on Becky with an eye.
Becky was very nice.
She was very smart. Very
as was everybody in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.